Yeah, there's the meal offering, and as I said, we rely on the generosity of the lay community for everything. Daily sustenance, robes, our shelter, medicines for when we're sick. Those are the basic requisites. But on a daily basis, then we rely on the meal offerings. And this is normally we would say in Thailand how the monastics would live would be going with their alms bowls and receiving food in the villages and being offered food and then going back and sharing it. And here today, then people have brought food and they can make a formal offering of it. And as Christina was mentioning, and so the monks will go out and they'll prepare their alms bowls, and a few of the monks will come down and begin to receive the food. And then when food has all been formally offered, then the monastics will come with their alms bowls. We'll put the food into our alms bowls, whatever we need for the day, and then we'll offer a blessing. And so this sort of gratitude, the blessing is a acknowledgement of the generosity and the wish that those who've made offerings will experience long life, happiness, well-being. It's a ancient chant, but it is a. It's also, to me, it's also interesting of the causal principles that the Buddha laid down, like, as a foundation of his teaching. That there's action, there's a result, and so that the action is generosity, and that action, it isn't just because the monks say, may you be happy and well. It's because you were generous that these results come about. It's the monks acknowledging, oh, this is wonderful that people are generous and share, and that results in these good things that support a happy life. So it's that is what will take place. I think also the recognition. One of the things I thought it tells a story is when Ajahn Chah first went to the West, to England. That was the first place that he went, and he had the monks go on alms round and introduced it and said, "This is what you should do on a regular basis." And I said, well, you know, so there's a lot of doubt, you know, what's the point? Nobody knows what the heck we're doing, and nobody's, you know, are they going to give us anything? And for the most part, they didn't. But he said, you're not going for the food, you're going for the people. And it's important, because that's one of how do you say, you reflect on the story of the Buddha, the things that the Buddha saw that precipitated his leaving the home and seeking awakening were what are called the heavenly messengers, Devadutas, and aging, sickness, death, and the sight of a religious seeker. So it's an important thing to bring into the world, and I think particularly into this culture, the sight of a religious seeker, that there is this opportunity, and that's also in terms of the it's a symbiotic relationship of the monastic and the lay community, depending on each other and supporting each other.